I don't think so. So here's the thing, right? So the issue with androgyny relative to fashion is it's about semantics. You have to define what androgyny means, right? And so we always have this discussion with students. I want to write an androgyny in fashion. It's very hard to do androgynous fashion because you're dressing a gendered body. You're dressing a body that has a certain shape to it, which establishes a biological gender, right? And we understand gender as a larger construct. So we talk about this thing called androgyny, but I don't think there's ever been androgynous fashion. Because to truly be androgynous, it would have to remove any sense of gender underneath it. And usually androgynous fashion is a woman in a suit, and maybe she's wearing a translucent shirt. Well, we see her breasts, so we've gendered it already. Now, someone like Grace Jones, if you really look at Grace Jones, though, there was nothing androgynous about it. It was very clear she was a woman, mm-hmm. right? It was very, very clear, right? So it all depends on how you define androgyny. If androgyny means removing gender from clothing, then t-shirt and jeans is about as androgynous as you can get.